A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And to kick off the week, I wanted to start off with a Monday episode, a little bit of a shorter one, but something that I've been thinking about and working on in my own life. And it has worked wonders. It has done a lot for me. And because of that, I feel compelled to share this with you guys. And for those of you who also are interested in implementing these different practices in your life, in an episode recently, I want to say probably two or three episodes ago, this was a solo episode where I talked about a MTA subway employee worker, which is here in New York City. MTA is the company. just for those of you who are non-New Yorkers who are not familiar, I spoke about this guy from a subway ride experience where I was so impressed and heavily impacted by his energy. And I made a comment in that episode that it's something that I am working to bring back as a consistent practice in my life, because it's something that I did probably, I want to say, like starting 2 years ago and into 2023, I really had this strong practice of loving meditation, mindfulness, and the things that I have read from the Buddhist Thich Nhat Hanh. And it's interesting because I want to make it pretty transparent. I don't follow Buddhism necessarily, but I basically 2 years ago picked up some books from a Buddhist named Thich Nhat Hanh. And he talks a lot about mindfulness and meditations and different ways we can meditate on a daily practice. And that includes even walking. And a practice that I started adopting after reading some of his books is simply literally acknowledging to myself when I'm walking in Manhattan, when I'm breathing in, I literally like breathe in and I think of my own mantra. So that could be like, breathe in, I am healthy. I breathe out, I am healthy. Something of that nature. And what it has done for me personally is that it's really connected my mind and body together in that moment. And it brings me to the present, which is, I think for all of us, sometimes a bit of a struggle. Like we forget that we're actually not present because we could be walking on our way into work, but we're thinking about whatever thing that we have to do for that day, right? So we're not present. And so back to that subway worker, I remember that morning I was on the way back from tennis and his energy was just off the charts. And this is where the woo-woo in me comes out and talks. And I am genuinely not much of a woo-woo person in just being honest about that. And I have friends and friends of friends that are a little bit more into what we can call like the woo-woo stuff, so to speak. But the one thing that I really do love and subscribe to is people's frequency, like the wavelength they're on, the energy that they're exuding. This worker, when he was announcing each stop that we were arriving to, which is per standard, right? You know, we're on the way to Chambers Street, which is a stop here in New York. And when we got there, he literally said something like, "Rise and shine, folks. We have just arrived to Chambers Street. And if you need to hop on and transfer over to the one, you're going to go right over there, just across the platform. Yep, right over there. You're going to transfer over to the one. If you need to transfer to the three, you're going to wait for the next one coming here in 3 minutes." And I just started smiling to myself because I have never in my 3 years of living in New York have heard anyone so jolly and so vibrant. And this is also in the morning, so I think that is such good energy to share with fellow New Yorkers. And then he did it at the next stop again when we got to what we call Fulton Street. He's like, "Good morning, folks. We have arrived to Fulton Street. Here you can find Chick-fil-A, Chipotle on this street and like all the nearby spots." And then he said, "You can also head over to the World Trade Center." Like, it was so cool to me. And that's what I'm talking about when you practice showing up in a loving energy on a daily basis. I talked about this with one of my best friends at brunch the other day. I was telling her something that I realized that I wasn't doing, which is keeping that consistent regardless of external obstacles and issues and people and all of that, because it is so easy and a lot more common for us to get brought down into the frequency of other people. So let's say someone was kind of like nasty to us for whatever reason. This could be at work, within friendship, in dating, whatever. We just let it get to us so easily and frequently, and we often respond at their frequency.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Of course, I've done this myself, you know. But as I was reading or rereading rather, Thich Nhat Hanh's very, very tiny book, which is, it's like literally a pocket size. You can fit it in any purse, I swear. And it's a perfect short read because it's like, you don't, it's just daily pages, right? And the book is called How to Love. And I love it so much because when I was reading it, I realized so much of what I talk about very much aligns with what he talks about in terms of like mindfulness and love. And for example, I'll read a page for you guys. This page is called Feeding Our Love. Each of us can learn the art of nourishing happiness and love. Everything needs food to live, even love. If we don't know how to nourish our love, it withers. When we feed and support our own happiness, we are nourishing our ability to love. That's why to love means to learn the art of nourishing our happiness. So it made me think about the subway worker. I wonder what he's doing in his own life to show up in such a vibrant energy. He's not getting pulled down by any lower frequency, right? And I was thinking to myself, what am I doing? What am I doing to keep that muscle strong? I look at it from a lens of building muscle and working out, right? This is basically just a muscle I have not worked out as consistently or as frequently as I would like. And so later that day after brunch, I remember I felt a little bit off. And so I decided to just put this into practice. Something I also mentioned on that episode a few weeks back, but something I once did 2 years ago, once I was getting into this loving energy, this frequency, understanding it, I started to just smile at people on a daily basis at random and like consistently. And I remember this because I remember the reactions I got from other people. And I did this again the other day when I was just kind of going about my day. I went to the ferry in New York and it was a nice day. So I decided to just take the ferry on a round trip with no like destination, just for the sake of being on the ferry, out on the water and enjoying the sunset in New York. It was beautiful. And I just took the ferry for the hell of it. And I felt so good, you guys. It was just purely joy for me. And on that ride, I remember I was smiling at people. I walked onto the ferry. I had a big smile to the ferry worker. And I remember looking at the guy. He was like, he had a different reaction right away. When I gave him a big smile, he also lit up. He was like, because, you know, a lot of workers, like, especially, you know, they're just doing their normal job, right, day to day. People are getting on and off the ferry. Sometimes, most of the time, they're not even acknowledged, these workers. So I walk on and I look at him. I give him a smile. I said, good evening. And he looks back. He's like, good evening. And he just had a big shift, right? And I loved that interaction because it just felt a high loving frequency. And then throughout the day, the same thing. When I got off the ferry, when I was walking home, I remember I was on this walking path and I walked by this lovely lady and she, you know, looked at me and I looked at her and I had a very warm smile. And she had one of the warmest smiles in return I've ever had, I have to say. And I was like, I felt good from her just giving me a nice smile. And I love that, right? It was all because I was like, you know what? I'm going to tap into this loving frequency. I'm just going to get there. I'm going to show up like this. And so that subway worker very much inspired me to think about these things. And then also just in my own personal life, it's something that's been in the back of my head, you know, just knowing that this has been a little bit out of practice. And I want to read one more just short passage from this book, How to Love, because this just really makes me think about how it is that I'm really showing up and how I actually want to show up. This other passage called Digging Deep on page 66. Practicing loving kindness meditation is like digging deep into the ground until we reach the purest water. We look deeply into ourselves until insight arises and our love flows to the surface. Joy and happiness radiate from our eyes and everyone around us benefits from our smile and our presence. If we take good care of ourselves, we help everyone. We stop being a source of suffering to the world and we become a reservoir of joy and freshness. Here and there are people who know how to take good care of themselves, who live joyfully and happily. They are our strongest support. Whatever they do for everyone. So I will leave you guys with all of that for some food for thought as we kick off the new week. And we are still in my favorite month of the year, October, because of fall season, and I'm crazy obsessed with fall. But I hope this little episode give you some insight and some thought-provoking questions for yourself. I would ask all of you to, number one, think of an example or model of someone that you personally know in your life that shows up in such a warm, loving energy that is so hard to deny and turn away from. If you think about golden retrievers or dogs, hopefully you guys love dogs, but a friendly, happy, loving dog, who can't just soak that energy in, right? That's something to think about. So when you have a model and an example of this, it's a little bit easier, in my opinion, to be like, okay, I can show up like that, right? So the second part to it is, what is your why? Why do you want to show up this way? What difference would it make for you? And also, how does it impact other people? And does that matter to you? Because for me, I love impacting other people's energy. I love being a positive contribution to my community and to my society. And for me, I know that if I, similar to the first passage I read, if I am radiating from my own happiness and my own joy. So by doing the things that fill me up, fill my cup, right? I talk about it all the time, skating, tennis, working out, spending time with the people and the girlfriends that mean a lot to me and just people in general, spending time in New York, like all the things that bring me joy, I will be able to pull from that and show up in a more loving frequency because I have prioritized myself and filled my own cups to help other people feel and do the same, you know? And I think it's awesome that we can really contribute to a collective energy one by one just by choosing to show up in a different way. It is always a choice, you guys. I know it is so difficult. Trust me, I am far from perfect in being able to do so. But in, I would say, combining both my stoicism practice and my own mindfulness practice as well, that has helped me be more aware of how I can show up and where I can do better. And I think it's always important to be self-aware of those things in yourself. And so that way you can show up the best for you and for other people. I hope you enjoyed this short Monday episode. If you did, please be sure to let me know. DM me on Instagram at Emily E. Duong or at What Fulfills You. If you're not already following the What Fulfills You page, please be sure to give us a follow. You'll be able to see all of the guest reels, more fun podcasts, info, and of course all of the merch can be found at whatfulfillsyou.com. Enjoy 10% off with the code whatfulfillsyou10. The card game is perfect for cozy fall nights, fall picnics, for those of you who love just gathering with friends, and it is a great game for Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving. So definitely check that out, all at whatfulfillsyou.com. Thanks again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next one.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.